for you.
Welcome everyone to our weekly live show of New Zealand music here on KiwiRadio.nz every Tuesday, 7 to 8pm New Zealand time, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. It is 6th of June, 7pm, my favourite time of the week. I always look forward to these shows. It's episode 85, we're creeping up to 100. Well, who do we have this week? We have Hera joining us on the first half of the show. She's an award-winning Icelandic singer-songwriter. She's been all around the world, really. Her self-titled album was released in July 2020 to critical acclaim and reached number one on the Icelandic album charts. What an achievement. She's had high rotation radio play, and we're going to be playing she's just adding another radio station to her belt, really. Kiwi Radio here with Hera. And then on the second half, we're going to do a little bit something different. We've got Luis Rodriguez co-hosting the show with some of his favorite records that has inspired him to become a musician. So that's going to be later in the second half. But first of all, a big warm welcome to our first guest, who is on the telephone right now. She's doing a two-song set. Hera, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us here on KiwiRadio.nz. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I make music, and I love to make music. I kind of zigzag between Iceland and New Zealand with it. I've been back living in New Zealand since 2021 and, touring and playing and recording.
Doing what you love. And so tell us about the genre of music we'll be hearing from you today.
That's always always the hardest question, what the genre is. I guess because I play guitar and sing, I'd be classified as a singer-songwriter, but some of the songs go a little bit more electronic. They're a little bit folky. They're a little bit pop. It depends on the song. Some of them are sad, some of them are happy. I guess the genre is life and stories, I guess.
Take us back to day one of your very first record. What inspired you to write?
Well, the very first song I wrote, I think I was 15. It was called Fluffy Bum. It was a silly one. It was mostly, it exists somewhere. I did a 16 song album that was recorded at home on the computer with a coat hanger with a pop filter made out of pantyhose, and I used to sell that album at the Art Centre Markets down here in Christchurch, and it was all really, really personal. I thought I was being all mysterious, but really I was telling my parents everything I was doing as a teenager growing up.
Well, there was no point in hiding something because your parents would have eventually heard your music. So tell us, you're in Christchurch tonight?
I am in Christchurch, yes.
Christchurch.
Yep, we love the Christchurch music scene. Well, welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. Tell us about your first song.
I guess if you've got the song Radio Silence, that's the latest song that I've just released. It isn't on an album yet. I've released 10 albums, but this will be on the 11th one, I guess. It's really deeply personal. Yeah, been a long time of recording from when I was 15. But Radio Silence is deeply personal. It's about like the heartbreaking end of a relationship that was like really significant, and I guess it's that thing when you have so much to say but your mouth is just full of silence because you can't say the right thing until it's over. When you finally have the words, it's all gone. Does that make sense?
Let's listen to the track now. You're tuned to KiwiRadio.nz with your host, Ralphie. First guest today is Hera. You can check out her music at herasings.bandcamp.com.
As hard as the falling, you never expected me to. I had to let go, cause it hurt me like hell to be hanging on to you. Could have had me any way you wanted, don't you know? Why is it you only want me now that I'm ready to go? rinse a mouthful of sky when I want to say what I don't. Fills me with fire, can only go higher. Don't know how we fell so low. Couldn't ever tell me what you wanted. Let me go. Why is it you want to tell me now that I don't want to know? Cause it hurt me like hell to be hanging on to you.
Kiwi Radio with our first guest, Hera. That's spelt Hotel Echo Romeo Alpha. She's on the phone right now. That was the first track, Radio Silence. 11 albums in, or 11 records in. That's a pretty impressive discography there, Hera. So you must have, you've written a lot of songs by now. Can you tell me, like, how do you know when you've written a good song?
Sometimes they take a really, really long time and you spend a long time on them and you want it to be just right. But I find the best ones are the ones that just come completely out of the blue and they don't take long to write. I've woken up with a song in my head this week, actually, but more than once. And those have been the favorite ones where the song just kind of, I don't know, it forms in my sleep. Or something like it.
You must like observe people to a fine tee or something, or just observe your environment really like to a tee. Does gut instinct play in your decision making when it comes to writing songs? And if so, how do you know when to trust your gut and when to second guess it?
I guess they all come from within. Like I don't sit down and write from 9 to 5. I write if there's something that needs to come out of my gut. So I guess they're essentially made of gut instinct and like the need to I guess like to share. You know, the releasing process is also like a release of feelings and events, and I find just music to be the best therapy, whether it's because you're excited about something or because you need to heal from something. Music is it for me.
We're in 2023 now, if you're catching this on replay, of course. But tell us, what's the main theme that's kind of inspiring you music right now?
I guess it's love. I mean, there's a lot of love mm-hmm. around, and you know, and everything that ties in with that, whether it be healing or growing, and you know, it's always well, almost, you know, something that you really deeply care about. I do have some silly songs about things like secondhand sunglasses and there's some little stories, but
fluffy bums.
Yeah, the ones that are the closest. Yes, that was one. I don't know if I've ever talked about that one really.
Well, there we go. You heard it here on Kiwi Radio. We ask the hard pressing questions. Well, we try to anyway. we're really not that serious in terms of music journalism. But yeah, really loving the music here. Where do you usually write? Like, what's your creative space like? Do you like to write in silence or with music playing in the background? Tell us a little bit about that environment.
I find I write a lot of songs sitting on the floor in front of a heater of some sort because I like to be warm. So either like wrapped up in a blanket sitting on the floor, or occasionally if I've got my guitar beside the bed, I'll pick up the guitar and play. I used to write in this very old building near the Art Centre in Christchurch, which had this big echoey stairwell, and I was, I think, 16 or 17 at the time, and I thought no one could hear me because it was just like this big empty stairwell. I found out much later that there was a whole floor of offices upstairs that could all hear me. singing, writing.
Now you've done it.
It was echoey. It was beautiful.
It's really great music. So you must have played your fair share of audiences by now. Is there one or two memories that you'd like to share, your favourite highlights, gigs, in terms of gigs?
There's so many. It's been so many years. One of my most amazing things was opening for Nick Cave in Iceland at Iceland's Broadway. And whoa! And I got it was amazing. And I played on sitting on an iceberg on a beach in Greenland as part of the Arctic Team Challenge, which was like this sports race. And they flew me in and boated me into this beach to play as the competitors arrived after a big hike in the mountains, which was bizarre and wonderful. Many places.
In the space of a few words, Iceland is home to some wonderful musicians. Björk would be kind of one that comes to mind. I have no idea what Iceland music scene is like. Can you describe it other than maybe the coldness? Or is it cold? I don't even know.
It's colder than here. Yeah, it's. I mean, they say Iceland's green and Greenland's ice, but that's not entirely true. Iceland does get very icy. I think that was a line in a Mighty Ducks movie. But it's really very much like New Zealand, like a petri dish of creativity, because we're an island in the middle of nowhere, and I think it really just inspires a lot of people to make beautiful things, whether it's art or music, because we're surrounded by this really active, dramatic landscape, and we sort of, band together. There's a great music scene, and there's a lot of support for the arts there, as there is here. So it's why they both feel like home. And anyone I know who's been to Iceland from New Zealand and vice versa has felt like touching ground is coming home, because there's some sort of magnetic similarity to the two places.
Now, you touched on New Zealand's wonderful and dynamic sort of scenery. We are streaming live right now with a few Kiwis tuned in, but we also have a few Americans tuning in right now. Be the tourist kind of plug. What is it about New Zealand that, makes us a bit different, or maybe describe your favorite place in New Zealand for all the Americans listening?
Oh, so many. I just did a South Island tour, like all around, like the West Coast and around, and also just the Hawke's Bay area is beautiful. I did the Small Hall series, which is a wonderful music initiative. There's too many to count. And Akaroa, of course, is just a short drive from Christchurch. Absolutely beautiful seaside village that really reminds me of Iceland and the small towns where I will tour around. So there's just something about being near the ocean and having wonderful local establishments where people can get together and celebrate goodness.
There you go. That's the plug for New Zealand. Very good tourist guide there from Hera, and fabulous musician as well. You can check out her music at herasings.com, or if you're kind of the visual person, there's also youtube.com/herasings. And of course, if you want to check out the 11 album or record discography, 11 records, that's amazing, herasings.bandcamp.com. Now, did you do anything on your double-digit 10th record? Did you celebrate somehow? Because that's quite the achievement when you reach 10, right?
Yeah, I guess I came clean on that record. It's because it was the very first one that I released on vinyl, and it was cool. It's the first and only self-titled album, so it doesn't have a name. It's just Hera. And also, I wore for about 17 years or so, I used to wear a design on my face that was inspired by the Māori Moko and also by Celtic war paint. It represented Iceland and my family, and I wore that for many, many years on all my older albums. And the 10th album was like a, sort of a, I don't know, just a stripping back and a coming clean. And I found an absolutely amazing producer based in Iceland called Barde, who's been wonderful to work with. And yeah, so there were a lot of new things with this latest album, and I'm very excited to have it on vinyl, because I grew up with vinyl.
Yeah, I love vinyl. Vinyl's definitely made a comeback, and it's such a collector's item. So if you like to collect records, head over to herosings.bandcamp.com. There's a merch page there with a limited edition 12-inch vinyl. There's also compact discs and many more. So you mentioned this, you know, the first song, Radio Silence, was really a teaser to what's coming up in terms of music. What's your release schedule like for 2023? What are you up to next?
I have two songs ready to roll. They are, I guess, Radio Silence is kind of a sad farewell of sorts. It's a heartbreak song. The next one is a little bit angry, and then I have a celebration. A really celebration of giving in to love, which is produced by Will Goodwill from Nomad, who's an absolutely incredible producer and musician. So very, very excited to share that one. But that'll be a couple of months away, maybe.
That's quite the journey you described there, with sort of somber loss in terms of, and then rebirth. Where did that come from?
My simplest answer will be life, I guess.
Yeah, life hits you, right, sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, you're quite the honest singer-songwriter and quite an established recording artist, and I'm very excited to be showing your music in today's showcase. Well, we'll be that's pretty much your plug, where we'll be signing off your segment with a song called Burn to Feel. So maybe you want to tell us about the writing process of where this one came from. What do you want to share in terms of the song?
Oh, Burn to Feel is the one that I released prior to Radio Silence. That again is it's questioning the argument when if you get into a relationship and you end up arguing, you know, whether it, you know, no matter what kind of relationship it is, sometimes people fish for feelings and do that by setting it on fire, you know, make it worse to bring out some sort of feeling in people. So do you need to set it on fire do you need to hurt someone to know that they feel something? Why do anything if it isn't broken? You know, sometimes, I guess it's the unnecessary drama. Questioning the unnecessary drama.
Yeah, you're describing almost like a cycle of pain or a cycle of abuse or hurt. Sometimes people do kind of like fish for conflict, really. So what's your best tool to come out of conflict, other than write a song and then play it to them and then they, you know, they love you for days, but because your music's amazing. But have you got any tools to come out of conflict, other than, you know, writing music?
Just be in the now, because the past is never coming back, and the future will never actually happen. All we ever have is like this precise moment, and it's such a thing to celebrate to get to be here now, and it's a real honor to get to chat to you, and thank you so much.
Oh wow, it's been like the fastest 20 minutes talking to an artist. I feel like there's more to uncover, but I guess we'll just keep an eye out at herosings.com and dive into our own time, into your world of 11 records and many more to come. So, well, first of all, congratulations on being such an established recording artist and being so consistent with your music. It is really lovely music, so well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, stay cool, stay creative. Thanks for joining us here on QU Radio. The artist is Hera. You can check it out, herasings.com. There's a track called Burn to Feel. Stay cool, stay creative. Thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. The second half of the show will be joined by Luis Rodriguez, his favorite records that made him a musician.
Light a match so you can find your way, but you are a fool. All the leaves are soaked in kerosene. You had it all, you got to live the dream, and you knew it, but you blew it, because you burned it all down. You burned it all down. Oh, you, do you need to burn to feel? scared to try. You've been through it. Can't undo it because you burned it all down. You burned it all down. Oh, you, do you need to burn to feel? Do you need to feel to know? Do you need to know that you're real? Who are you now? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, you, do you need to burn to feel? Do you need to feel to know? Do you need to know that you're real? Who are you now? Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Kiwi Radio.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ralphie on the mic here, hosting the show. Now, if that music doesn't make you feel good, you're a naughty person. It's just beautiful. Icelandic Kiwi singer-songwriter Hera. What do you think? Louise, welcome back to the show. You're awesome for coming on the podcast. We've showcased your music, like your electronic side, Sonic Space Lab. We've showcased your rock band as well, Tomahawk Radio. You're quite the man in terms of music taste. What did you think of our first guest?
Oh, hello, Ralphie. Good to talk to you again, man.
What did you think?
Thanks for having me.
No worries. What did you think of the first guest, Hera?
Yeah, I really liked it. I was listening to her, and I had to search on Google, like, oh, who is this Hera? And yeah, I really enjoyed her music. Really, really. And yeah, I'd love to listen to more of it. I will actually do it after we finish, because I know that I cannot play music while we're speaking, but I'll definitely gonna check out some of her albums. Yeah, definitely. Pretty beautiful music. Yeah, man.
And that plug again is herasings.bandcamp.com. She's 11 records in. Like, how do you even do that? Been making records since she was 15. So, like, 11, that must be like, I don't know how old she is. She doesn't look anything older than 25, but that's at least like one record a year, essentially. Like, how do you even do that?
Probably. Well, I think that's all you do.
That's all you
do,
right?
Yeah.
Her question in that last song was, who are you and how do you need to burn to feel? What's your answer to that, Louise?
Sorry, what was that?
Her question with her lyrics in that last song was, who are you and do you need to burn to feel? Like, do you need to burn someone's, you know, ego or whatever to feel?
No, not at all.
What's your answer to that, though?
I would say no. I do think that as a songwriter and composer as well, sometimes when you're feeling the worst is kind of when the best things, the most beautiful things come out too.
Yeah, so true.
But I don't feel like you will have to burn someone. Yeah, no.
I like what she said, how you have to embrace today, you know, essentially. So, but anyways,
That's true. Absolutely true. Because you need to embrace kind of and accept whatever life throws at you and kind of be ready for it.
Well,
and sometimes
I'm gonna
sometimes
what were you gonna say?
Sometimes we need to dodge whatever bullets are coming at us, but sometimes you have to take a bullet.
And create something beautiful out of it, as you mentioned. Well, tonight, there is a bit of a delay on the phone. I noticed we're streaming from Auckland. You're in Dunedin today, right?
Yes, and it's very cold down here today, so maybe that's why.
Yeah,
like well, everything slows down when the temperature is below 10.
Is it honestly below 10 right now in Dunedin?
It's like 7. Yeah, it's like 7 degrees.
Wow,
it's been like 7 degrees all day. I haven't checked since the sunset, but it must be around 5 or 4 maybe. Your time kind of slows down when it's this cold.
Well, I hope you're keeping warm with a blanket or something tonight. We're actually
going to... I am. I got the heated on.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Louise, again, thank you for joining me on the podcast repeatedly. You're quite the veteran. I know that you've done this radio thing before as well, so I'm hoping we can co-host the second half of the segment really well. We're actually going to do something quite different.
Oh, yeah, man.
We're going to do something different where, by the way, if you want to check out who Sonic Space Lab is, do it. Like, honestly, just search Sonic Space Lab. It's a really cool electronic kind of music that you're releasing. And you're also playing guitar and things like that in bands. So you've got, you're like a good everything when it comes to music. You live, breathe music. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to show your favorite records and what made you become the musician that you are. I'm going to start off with a band that I know, Hot Chip, an English synth pop band that's formed in London. Tell us about this first song and why this has inspired you to write music.
I did kind of like, there's so much music that I would love to play, but as we were talking last week, I had to kind of bring it down to maybe like four songs, you know, which is not a lot.
The mental strain to have to cut it to just four songs. You know, there's a million songs out
there. It was, man. It was almost impossible. So I went for music that has kind of brought like a spark or a sense or has inspired me in some way through the last, I guess, 30 something years of me kind of recording and working with music in a kind of professional way and releasing, because I've released music back in Venezuela with bands and on my own as well. And since coming to New Zealand, I started to release a Sonic Space Lab. So it's been kind of it's the project I've worked on for the most amount of time, I guess. I went for this song from Hot Chip because I love electronic music, but I also love rock music and pop, and I think these guys have a perfect mix of the three, you know, the kind of experimental sonics of electronics, but also this pop kind of structures and melodies, but they also play with electric guitars and kind of a rock kind of sound. So, and I just think the two guys on this band, the ones, I forgot their names now, but the ones that write most of the songs, I just think they're great songwriters. I love their style. So, and this is one of my favorite songs from them, so I went for it. Yeah, so maybe that's why, because this kind of music inspired me to kind of take the electronic side that I love, synthesizers, and start to kind of write songs around that, which is what I've been doing for the last maybe 6 months.
Let's check it out. Hot Chip, formed in 2000 by duo Alexis Taylor and Joe Goddard, and they are joined with some serious songwriters. Let's fire through these four songs. One Life Stand is the track by Hot Chip.
Tell me where you've been to. Nowhere that you shouldn't do. Tell me what you're good for. I can tell you something too. Where have you been staying?
tell me what you're playing. Hope it's not my conscience. You will always be my baby. I only wanna be your one flight stand. Tell me, do you stand by your old man? I only wanna be your one flight stand. Tell me, do you stand by your old man? Wishes keep remaining, nothing worth containing. A balloon with air escaping. There's nothing but a plaything. Moments keep us guessing and lead us from temptation. But better to embrace them and measure our relation. I only wanna be your one flight stand. Tell me, do you stand by your old man? I only wanna be your one flight stand. Tell me, do you stand by your old man?
Firing through four amazing songs handpicked by producer, all-talented musician, that is Sonic Space Lab. Louise is in Dunedin right now. It's 7 degrees. He's tucked himself into a nice, cozy blanket. It's 13 degrees here in Auckland. I feel a little bit like, you know, I'm in tropical paradise in comparison to Seven. The great song. Let's get to the next track, and I can't even pronounce this one. It's called Los Amigos Invisible.
Yes, Los Amigos Invisibles.
Tell us
which. Well, yeah, this kind of this band is originally from Caracas, from my country, from my city. And they started playing probably late 90s. I remember going to this venue when they just started, and just watching them. And we were like, there was only like 5 people in the audience. One of them was their manager, who was my friend who I went to the gig with. And yeah, and I remember meeting them. The singer used to work at a very cool record shop in Caracas. And I would just go to the record shop and just listen to albums for hours with him sometimes, which was pretty cool. So the name means the invisible friend. And this was a very famous line said by a kind of TV presenter, very literate kind of TV presenter. He would start every show by saying, "Hello, my invisible friends." So that's how the band kind of took their name. And they were not one of my favorite bands from my country, but I did party a lot at their gigs and with some of them sometimes. So I do have very good memories of their music and Yeah, it's great music. They always played like a mix of funky with electronic, with kind of salsa, a lot of stuff put together, and which is kind of, yeah, something that I really like in music, you know? So, yeah, I think it would probably be the first time that this band is played on your show. I'm pretty sure. Maybe in New Zealand. I'm not sure, yeah.
Well, this is their debut here in New Zealand. Absolutely right. And thank you for letting us know about this wonderful music. And I love the fact that, you know, you mentioned you used to go to the record store and get lost in the music. That's kind of what we're doing right now, just sharing music that we love. So I love this sort of what we're doing, this moment that we're having right now. Los Amigos Invisibles. Check it out. Very fitting house music as we're simulcast on abfm.co.nz tonight. Go check them out if you like full spectrum dance. You tuned into kiwiradio.nz. Amigos Invisibles. Wow, yeah. That is right up my alley. I don't know if you know this, but I used to play in a pool hall and I had a residency for about 3 years. And we used to play like Latin, deep house, funky, jazzy house. And that just reminds me of those days, you know? Like, this is right up my alley, man.
Cool, man. I'm glad you... I thought that you would kind of enjoy this style of music because it's got the house vibes and kind of funk and Latin. Yeah, yeah. So this was super popular in Venezuela. Yeah. They used to play like on New Year's Eve every year, and it was like the greatest party that you could go to on the night. You know, so yeah, it carries a lot of good memory. Yeah.
You mentioned you used to party with them quite a bit. Can you tell us of anything naughty that they were up to?
No.
Come on.
Well,
yes, you do.
Well, we used to go and party to this house, which was a manager for the band, for this band and for other bands. So we would go and party to this house, and he had there like a pool and pool table, pool. So imagine just everybody there at night, a lot of musicians, everybody playing instruments, everybody partying, and yeah, just pretty wild. You would get lost into this garden and kind of, yeah.
I was fishing for an answer that was maybe you could share something that they were involved with the underworld or something like that. But anyway, segueing to the next artist now, Underworld is the artist. You chose a song called 2 Months Off.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I chose this song, well, mainly because it's short. It's just 4 minutes. most of Underworld's tracks, they can run for like 6 or 9. Some of my favorite songs.
I have to shout out one of my favorite childhood friends, Finn, who actually introduced me to Underworld. And you're right, like their music can go, I guess, because they're a techno band, right? So usually, they would play for, techno is like the never ending song. I really love Underworld and the fact that you picked them. My introduction to Underworld was their fifth album, Bucot Fish, that was released in 1999. Oh, yeah. My friend gave me that for my birthday. And go check out that album if you haven't, or if you've been living under a rock. I mean, it's been in many films like Trainspotting and all sorts. But tell us why this one means something to you. Does it have lyrics?
Yes, it does have lyrics. That's why I went for it. Because for me, my introduction to Underworld was actually the Trainspotting movie. Just that song, the one that became huge. I forgot the name now. That song was kind of my introduction to Underworld. And I always loved how they were like electronic music, but they also had lyrics. And, you could dance and sing to them at the same time. And the singer, he also plays guitar quite a lot, which is also something that I love. So for me, this band, my God, I used to play their albums like in the car, like nonstop on loop. I think it was actually this album, the one that this track comes from. I forgot the name. It's not Book of Fish. I think it's the next one. I forgot the names of it. I'm so bad at this. I have like a huge mix of titles and album titles and songs in my head that it's kind of difficult to remember the name of this particular one. But yes, I remember just playing this album nonstop on the car, listening to it in traffic, stuck in traffic for an hour, like and a half. And the album was like very long, like 80 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So it was like perfect.
It was like the soundtrack for the day. Yeah.
Exactly. So, this is one of my favorite songs.
Underworld took 2 months off to write this song. I don't know if they did. I made that up. I want to say a huge shout out. We're now on episode 85, and I want to say a huge shout out to our international audience that is tuned in right now. We have Canada, Merritt, the little town of Merritt, joining us tonight. We've got New York in USA. So we're going from small towns to like some of the largest cities. And of course, we've got New Zealand tuned in today. I do have a special announcement to make as well. I've got in touch with a good friend of mine, Christy, who will be joining me on straight after you, Louise. Now, Christy has a really cool podcast that she wants to plug, and I think you need to check it out. We'll have her as a special treat towards the end, straight after our second guest for tonight, Louise. from Sonic Space Lab. Underworld is his third pick. This is the three-song set of what he has picked, like, out of all the music in existence. He dwindled it down to four. This is song 3 out of 4, Underworld. And then we've got one more song that he's recommended you go check out. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're tuned into KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. Our guest, second guest tonight, is Louise from the act Sonic Space Lab. Louise, do you mind if I quickly, plug your music?
That's fine. Please do.
You need to check it out, everybody. Go to Sonic Space Lab on Bandcamp, and it's really good electronic music. You need to check it out. It's amazing. You've showed us some really amazing songs tonight. Tell us about the fourth and final one. I've saved the Kiwi one for last. Tell us about Pitch Black, your favorite memory of them.
Yes, Pitch Black. Well, I didn't grow up in New Zealand, right? So I'm still kind of learning about New Zealand music. And the first time I heard of this band was on this podcast called Kiwi Radio.
Like us?
Yeah.
Did we play it? Who recommended it?
No, you the first, do you remember last year when I released the album Cycles, the electronic album?
Yes, of course.
You said that it reminded you a little bit of Pitch Black.
Oh, okay. And okay, cool.
Yeah, so I had to go down the rabbit hole and kind of learn about this band that, you know, you were reminded of. And I love them.
What was your journey of that rabbit hole? What is your favorite time of the day listening to Pitch Black?
I listened to a lot of stuff from their YouTube mainly. That's where I kind of listen to a lot of music. I don't know why YouTube, but yeah, I guess I just have... I work a lot in the studio in front of the computer, so I guess I just have the YouTube open and I just look for stuff and listen to it there. I love watching live concerts too. But one of the things that I really liked about this band is that last year we went to see the Dunedin Arts Festival, and there was this kind of performance by the Atamira Dance Company called Tefeque. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. W-H-E-K-E, Tefeque. And it was beautiful contemporary dance, and the music was actually curated by one of the guys of Pitch Black. And they used some of their songs and of their tracks, and I just loved it. It was amazing. And pretty much the music that I used to listen to all the time too. And from listening to their music, also, this is also under 9-8 minutes. So I thought it would be, good to play it. And but I really like them. Thanks to you for introducing me to this band, because I never heard of them before, to be honest.
Woo!
I'm still discovering Kiwi music like every month, all the time, which is great. Yeah,
I do that too. I mean, we're KiwiRadio.nz. It's literally in the name. And one of my favorite questions to artists is, what's your favorite Kiwi song by another artist? Because I'm constantly reminded of how amazing this little island in the south, what beautiful art we put out. And so, Christy, our next guest from a wonderful podcast called Tea and Toast Podcast. We're chatting to her straight after you there, Louise. And she's just in the chat at the moment saying that some of her favorite memories of Underworld that we played earlier was just dancing around friends' houses during parties and listening to it. So we're really bringing out the nostalgia strings. And the reason why, speaking of nostalgia, the reason why I wanted to chat to Christy is she's got some pretty cool podcast episodes coming out, such as, like, you know, whatever favorite music coming out of the year 2000 and things like that. So I thought I'd give her podcast a plug. But it's been such a... This is really great. You mentioned earlier one of your favorite memories of Los Rodrigo, that band? You used to spend hours at their record store and just listening to music, sharing tunes, and I'm really loving what we're doing right now. This is kind of what we're doing. And I love the fact that you told me that I introduced you to Pitch Black and you went down the rabbit hole, like, unbeknownst to me, you know, like that effect, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was cool.
The effect of music.
I was just curious about it, like, oh, let me listen to this band, because I pretty much like the music I do, kind of.
Yeah, you do. Otherwise, I like the music that you do. There's two sides to Louise.
Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there's two sides to Louise. Tomahawk Radio, if you want to check out rock, but sonicspacelab.bandcamp.com if you want to check out electronica. It's been a lovely segment with you. Louise, now in terms of writing music for you, like, can you give us a cheeky of what you're up to?
Oh, I've got a new song where I'm singing. It's kind of funky, and it's probably going to come out in summer. I've got a couple of friends doing, a couple of DJ friends doing a couple of remixes. I had also a very good friend singing some backing vocals too. And it's actually, it's that kind of style of funky and on, and maybe I can play something. It's probably not very good on the phone.
I can hear it. It's a cheeky preview. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Did you see what just happened? We just got an exclusive from our friend Louise. Now, Louise, I have to remind people, we actually met up in person in Auckland when you were last here, and I showed you and your brother-in-law Takapuna Beach, and it was a really nice day meeting you. When can we do that again? When are you planning to come back to Auckland, my friend?
I'm coming up to Auckland, but it's just like a quick kind of visit just for the World Cup opening ceremony.
Well, if you've got a couple of days next time, we just bought a place that's quite close to the beach. So maybe plan a summer.
Nice.
I'd love for you to just hang out in the spare room and just chill out and surf some waves with us, man. It would be great.
Yeah, man, that'll be cool.
I'm literally six minutes from the beach. It won't.
Nice.
And that's, yeah. So that's walking distance too. So please, next time you're in Auckland, I'd love to hang out again. Quite the lovely musician. Louise, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to pop on the track now. And if you stay tuned, Louise, check out Christy's plug next. She's got a wonderful podcast and she's going to be chatting to us about it here on Kiwi Radio. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you do your thing?
I just wanted to thank you, basically, for, you know, having this hour of good vibes made and kind of getting all the musicians that live in these two beautiful islands.
Woo!
To kind of, to share what we do and what we love, you know. Thank you so much for what you do, mate. It's really appreciated. Yeah.
I feel like sometimes with creatives especially, we get so caught up in our little isolated chambers that we forget what's out there. And sometimes you just pop your head out of the water and you know, breathe in the wonderful art scene, music scene that we have in Aotearoa, Tamaki, Auckland. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just what you described. I just get lost in the bubble of just being in the studio and just for hours. I'm socially terrible sometimes, but yeah, I guess it's what we kind of, you know, are drawn into. But thanks to you, I've been learning more about Kiwi music and loving it. And thank you very much for sharing other people's work as well, because it's good to know what's out there always.
Yeah,
and
we all
get inspired by each other.
Absolutely. It can create new art that you never thought you had in you. I'm definitely going to get me in a rabbit hole. I'm going to bump into that rabbit hole of Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela.
Cool,
that's right up my alley. Louise, thank you for being on the show. Stay cool, stay creative, and you'll stick around for Christy, right?
I will, yeah.
Yeah, just doing a quick plug for a podcast, and then we'll be signing off. A little bit of an extended hour here at KiwiRadio.nz. But we love what we do. Louise, love you to bits, mate. Say hello next time you're in Auckland, mate.
I will, definitely.
Have a good night there in Dunedin.
This is UpFM.
And hello to upfm.co.nz. We're simulcast there right now, live. Don't go anywhere. We'll be chatting to Christy about her podcast. tuned into QB Radio. It was a bit of Pitch Black for you. Definitely recommend you go down that rabbit hole of wonderful psychedelic trance from New Zealand. Pitch Black. I got to remind myself to say hello to our sponsors as well. I just got a message from one of the markets that we work with. So I have to do a quick plug. If you are in Auckland this Saturday, 10th of June, 2023, check out Auckland Mama Markets. We'll be playing at the Western Springs for the Teddy Bears Picnic. You'll have lots of stores catering for bubs from 0 to 5. So clothing, toys, all that sort of stuff will be, if you know where the zoo is, it's pretty much there. So the Western Springs Garden Community Hall is the venue at 956 Great North Road, Western Springs, this Saturday, 10th of June, 2023, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I'll be on the deck singing some songs, so see you there. And, well, next up, we have a surprise guest, okay? Like, Chrissy is one of my friends. She is, so I feel like I just call her anytime, which, and one of her email, I'm in her email list right now, and it pops up every now and then, and she's been doing an amazing thing with a friend of hers called the Tea and Toast podcast. They're about 11 episodes in, so I thought, you know what? I'm friends with Chrissy. Let's get her on the show to talk, get her podcast to another audience. Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to Kiwi Radio.
Hey.
Now, you didn't know that I did a show every Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., where we showcase New Zealand musicians. We're 85 episodes in, but you're doing your thing well, and you're breaking the scene with the podcast scene. And what? Tell us a little bit about Tea and Toast podcast. What is it about?
It started, so Sean, who is the other person that hosts with me, we grew up together in Hong Kong, and we've lived apart for many years, but still have kept in very good touch, but just decided with our love of podcasts that we would make our own one, because why not? And so we just bring in our life experiences and our likes and dislikes and hobbies and talk about them nonstop.
Well, you're 11 episodes in, so that tells me you're going to be going for quite some time, because people that try out the podcast thing, they usually do 2 or 3, but once you get to double digits, you know, it starts to get pretty serious. Now, I have to ask, though, will there be any time in the future, like an MP3 download, so we can kind of spread the podcast even more kind of thing?
Yes. Well, that is something that we've got on our list to do. We've just finished our 12th episode, which will be live next week.
Live?
And, yeah. Sorry, live isn't posting, it's live.
Right.
Live for everyone to listen to. Yeah. And then we are going to focus on finding new ways to get it out there rather than just through the standard podcast streaming sites.
Yeah, absolutely. Which reminds me of my last guest, Louise, right? It's that effect of not knowing quite where your podcast lands up. And I think MP3 will just be that extra mile that just kind of, I don't know, maybe people from New York will start listening in and things like that. And well, we actually have people from New York listening in right now. So there we go. So we're trying to get the audience out there and trying to get you to different audiences. Tell me, so what was your last episode about?
Well, it was about music from the 2000s.
Tell me about your younger self in the 2000s. What were you into?
I was into pretty much everything. Don't know whether you remember, but that's when like the big day outs were happening around Auckland.
Right.
And so we were introduced to a huge range of music, from dance, like the kind of beginning of the electric dance music, right up to all that heavy metal. And so my range of taste was huge. I also started clubbing, and so you got to go and see all these amazing DJs live, and just get like a huge taste of everything. And music was such a big part of my life in the 2000s, you know, being in my 20s and finally being able to be free and young and enjoy it.
What about now in 2023? Is there a particular genre or artist that really, you know, gets you excited?
Funnily, so this is really random, but I have started coming across random tribal music. So the latest one I've been listening to is a Mongolian rock band called The Who.
I love them.
I know. Oh, that's so good, eh?
By the way, Who is spelt like H-U, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I love them, you know. You can tell I listen to records all day. But yeah, it's so different, right?
I know. It's really, really heavy, and you kind of just want to, like, watch them live. And there's another one that I've been listening to, which is a Siberian, like, native Siberian band. And I think it's pronounced Okaten. And they use all the, like, traditional instruments and everything. Oh, it's just, it's really amazing.
Now, do you have any favorite memories in terms of live gigs that you've been to? And what made that event a bit special for you?
So two that I went to when I was living in Scotland, and that would have been about 2004, were randomly Kiwi stuff. So I went to Salmonella Dub and I went to Concord Dawn. And something about being overseas, pretty much as far away as possible as you can be, and listening to New Zealand music, it just was really exciting.
I don't know if you know this about me, Christy, but I had a band back in 2012 called This Flight Tonight. The song that kind of got us out in the gig scene was Friendly Fire. We actually started opening for I Am Giant and Tahuna Breaks. And I totally, I totally remember being in the middle of London, UK. And you're absolutely right. We got invited to play at a New Zealand music festival in the middle of London. And it was just something about, like, I hadn't been home in about 2 years. It was just kind of a really weird vibe. Because when Kiwis are abroad, they're kind of a little bit different. They're a bit more into party mode, right? So they're crazy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I remember going to a silent disco and people were crazy. I love silent discos, by the way. Have you been to a silent disco?
I actually haven't, but I feel like I should have.
You're missing out. It feels like...
I know.
Because, like, you know how people dance really weird, and if you're not a good dancer and you're dancing wrong to a song, like you're off time or something, people look at you funny, right? But if you're at a silent disco, no one's going to know if you're dancing wrong, right? So that's what I love about
it. Well, that's true. But then do you take off the earphones and look around and go, oh my God, this is really weird, or do you just not care?
What I really want to see at a silent disco is put like a different genre of music, get 50% of headphones playing, so, I don't know, like something really slow, and then the other 50% like really fast drum and bass, and see how that goes. And see, because you know usually when you're in the dance floor you want to kind of try and mimic someone who's a really good dancer. Like, how do you do that if they're going like twice the tempo? So I don't know, I feel like that would be a really good, like, punked episode or something.
Okay, so that is your next goal then.
So Tea and Toast, 11 episodes in. What's been your favorite episode so far?
Probably the one talking about the food that we grew up on.
And why is that?
Both of us are big foodies, and we grew up in Hong Kong, so we had a real Asian influence in our culinary experience. And even like our school for cooking classes, they would take us to local markets and we would then cook what would be local meals. And so food from day one has always been our big draw card.
Food Memories of Hong Kong, that is episode 6. Go check them out. They're on Spotify, so if you search Tea and Toast. Now tell us about who comes up with the next idea for the podcast. Is it you or Sian, or a bit of a mix? Like, how do you brainstorm the next episode?
We both come up with them, actually. It just kind of forms. I don't actually know if we've had any set let's do it this way. It's kind of like a couple of weeks out of, oh, I've thought of this, we should talk about it. So, as I said, we're both really good talkers. So, subjects come up quite easily for us.
Again, I know my favorite memory of Chrissy. So Chrissy and I have some shared friends, really close friends. So I consider Chrissy a close friend. But my favorite memory of you so far is when we went to Tui, one of our friends, and she had SingStar in the lounge. And I just remember busting some SingStar with you and having a great time.
Do you know that was actually my SingStar? So, yeah.
What is your favorite SingStar song to bust out, and why?
Oh, now you've put me on the spot.
That's what I do. I'm a music journalist. I put the hard pressing questions to people.
Okay, well, this one's a little bit embarrassing, but really funny and cute at the same time.
That's what podcasts are about, right?
When I was about 14. I went to this, what was called a Girls' Day Out exhibition thing at the Green Lane Event Centre, and they had a karaoke thing set up, but they didn't have the song that I liked, so I just sang it off the top of my head. But it was a Stella song.
Stella, the New Zealand band?
Yes. I think it was pretty, was it Pretty Violet?
Pretty Violet. Why do you think they put asterisks on the name, though? Stella is spelled S-T-E-L-L-A. Stella, yeah. Words. You need to check it out, right? I don't even know where I'm going with my story. So maybe I'll just let you keep talking.
Well, anyway, I think that would still probably, like, just a local musician song would be my go-to. Mm-mm. But really anything.
When you got some downtime in 2023, other than doing podcasts, what keeps you in a really positive mood for 2023? What's your happy place?
Writing has been a big hobby. Obviously, keeping my family entertained and drawing.
Well, I need to invite you to our new place there, Chrissy. We just moved up north, quite close to the beach. And maybe when it comes to summer, obviously we don't want to hit the waves when it's in the middle of the winter, right? maybe we do. I don't know. Are you that type of person, just hitting the waves?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. If there's water and I'm there, I'm in it.
Someone told me that if you're ever stressed or anything like that, you just need to dive into 2-degree water, and basically your body goes into a fight or flight mechanism. So you cut whatever negative thoughts you had, just wash away, essentially. Sorry about the puns. They just wash away, because all you're thinking about is survival at the time.
I agree. And it's the same with, like, if you just go to the beach and walk. Even just putting your feet in the water is enough to kind of just, like, get away all that bad thought. And
now, I mentioned that this was going to be a quick 5-minute plug, but it turned out to be a 20-minute one. So there we go.
Oh, we're both good at talking.
We are, right? Now, Chrissy, you're a good friend of mine, so I thank you for coming to my show and plugging your show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Which I hope people listen to. The podcast is, again, Tea and Toast. Do you have a link tree or something with all your links? Like, where can we find you?
You can find us on Instagram, and that there has a link to our website and, well, basically all the information possible on it. So we are, I'm just finding the exact thing, teaandtoast.podcast.
That's instagram.com/teaandtoast, as in having tea, T-E-A, and the word, the full word, A-N-D, toast, teaandtoast.podcast. Two friends on two sides of the planet chatting about life over tea and toast. In fact, you can check out all the links at link.bio/teaandtoast.podcast. We hope you reach the MP3 downloads, part of your journey. because I think that'll be like a natural progression. We hope and congratulate you on episode 11, and episode 20 will just be around the corner, really. How often are you making these podcasts? Is it kind of ad hoc, or what's it been like?
Once a fortnight.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, congratulations on doing something really cool with that. And yeah, I hope people listen to it. Anything else before we let you do thing and do some writing or something? What are you actually writing about in 2023? Anything that you want to share?
It's a second book. So yeah, that's another story, but
that's another plug for another time.
Yes.
Christy, you had fun? You want to do this again sometime?
I'd love to. This was really fun. Thank you for calling and asking.
Yeah, well, when you have your co-host in the same room or something, maybe you can just I feel like when you have a podcast, like I love consuming podcasts on the internet.
Yes.
And you know how sometimes podcasts, they plug their show on another show and all that sort of jazz, and that's how I find a different podcast. Like, I feel like that's it's such a really cool thing to do when and people collaborate and things like that. And you're a good friend, and I want people to listen to your podcast too. So, yeah. Another link you can check out, by the way, is teaandtoastpodcast.wordpress.com. There we go. We've given you all the links. There's no excuses.
Yay.
They do everything from iconic music of the noughties, City Escapes, Reconnecting in the Noughties in Edinburgh, musical memories from the 90s. Lots of music-themed podcasts here.
We do like the music.
Motivation, movement, and muscles. That should be a good one. Books, traveling the world, and so much more. So anyways, Christy, I won't waste any more of your time. I really appreciate you doing a five-minute plug that turned out to be 25 minutes. So there we go.
Wow, you've definitely entertained me tonight.
That's what friends do, right? Like, you didn't expect...
Exactly.
You didn't expect to be on a random show, and now you are. And by the way, here at KiwiRadio.nz, we put out our shows, weekly shows, on MP3 podcasts. And we want to say thank you to everyone listening and on replays. I get messages saying, you know, when I have time, I listen to your replay. And that's what it's all about. So, hey, thanks again, Christy. I want to say stay cool and stay creative, okay? That's my little tagline at the end. I found that out, by the way, when entering into a podcast world. You know, you need a tagline. Like, do you guys have a tagline?
Yes.
Or?
We don't have a tagline so much, but we do talk about what tea we're having every day.
There we go.
That's probably close enough.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, that's really cool. Hey, it's been a great chat. And we need to catch up some point. And when we do, it's always a great time. And yeah, really, really lucky to have you as a friend. And it's really cool to see you do something you love, and keep doing it.
No, thank you. And you too.
Okay. Well, that's the show for today. Hour and a half special. Here with Ralphie at KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast, rpfm.co.nz. To all the creators and wonderful people of New Zealand, we want to say thank you for joining us. Next week, come back for more. We've got heaps of New Zealand music to showcase each and every week, Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Okay, well, good night, New Zealand. Have a good one.